This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. King Digital announced it was going to go public today. In case you're not of the smartphone game-playing ilk, King makes the highly popular and highly addictive game Candy Crush. It's kind of like Tetris, but with pieces of animated candy. And it turns out Candy Crush is a pretty sweet product. King Digital brought in more than $500 million last year from Candy Crush, 99 cents at a time. Because here's the thing, Candy Crush itself is free to download. You only pay once you're already playing. We asked recovering Candy Crushaholic Stacey Vanek Smith to explain why the pay-to-play freemium model is so lucrative.
I started playing Candy Crush last summer. For a couple months, I advanced from one level to the next until I conquered level 35. Then Candy Crush said I had to pay 99 cents to get to level 36. I held out for 6 weeks, playing level 35 over and over again. And then I cracked.
Everybody pays the dollar. I think that's the point.
Brian Blau is an analyst with Forrester Research.
There's lots of different types of game mechanics that cause similar pain points.
Pain points are things like not being able to get to level 36 or having to wait. You can play Candy Crush 5 times, and then you have to wait a half an hour to play again, unless you pay 99 cents, which I never did. Except a few times.
Impatience is one of the game mechanics that the game developers will jump on.
Using our impatience or addiction to squeeze money out of us is nothing new, says Renee Ritchie, editor-in-chief of iMore.
They employ psychologists the way casinos do. They do a lot of testing to see when users stop playing so they can optimize the game to make it a little bit easier to keep them on the game longer. It's a huge, very similar to casino-style business for them.
And just like casinos, the so-called freemium model is built around whales, people who shell out hundreds of dollars in a weekend on their free game of choice.
I knew a person who went out and bought a new iPad and then spent $100 the first day on Candy Crush because if he couldn't get past the level after 2 or 3 tries, he would just pay to get past it.
Still, Ritchie says, relying on freemium is tricky. Addictive hits like Candy Crush are rare and people get tired of them. Ritchie says game makers need to mix freemium with other models to avoid getting crushed. In New York, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith for Marketplace.